Welcome to Sportsnet Tonight with Elliott Price. Brought to you by Ye Olde Orchard Pub.
There's a lead pass. In on Bill McDavid. Scores! 3-1 Canada.
Here's the 1-2 pitch from Martinez. Ball hit out into center field. Going back, Marquise Grissom. He's got it. Dennis Martinez has pitched a perfect game.
There's a shot. They score!
The 2-1 pitch. Cordero swings. Base hit. The Expos will win. The Expos will win. Cordero with a base hit to win the ball game in the bottom of the ninth inning.
The drought is over. Drink it in, Canada. World champions.
And now here's your host, Elliott Price.
The pod de excuse has been taken down. And while nobody is taking any time to explain the change in direction, the no excuses Canadians must have come to a few conclusions. First, a good reason is not always an excuse. Lose Carey Price, and no team with the world's best goalie can be expected to perform anywhere near the previous expectations without him. As to why so many underperformed, as to look like they'd given up at times, well, there is no excuse. Take it down, they had to. Because beyond Carey Price last season, the team without excuses had many, and that slogan was killing them. The longer it rode shotgun on last season, the more stupid the whole idea looked. Then again, what were the chances that team, the one that started better than any Habs team ever, the 24 Stanley Cup Canadiens, would end up in the toilet, netting them a top draft choice? Twice now in a few years, the Canadians have dropped low enough to select high enough to get a franchise cornerstone. Fact is, it's what you must do if you hope to contend in the future. A big scoring center and a top duo defenseman? Worth a barrel of excuses. Apologies only necessary if you suck only badly enough to constantly place middle of the pack, a couple of playoff dates and continued mediocrity. That needs excuses. Fact is, the Canadians only use the slogan because they didn't think they would have to. They didn't think they'd need any excuses. Well, the bad year is almost over, and the bad taste of no playoffs will push them. And if an excuse is needed this season, Jeff Molson will be excusing some staff from the organization. Best of luck, boys. Okay, by the way, the name of that song is King of All Excuses. Just thought I'd... because
fitting.
We do not play enough Stained on this.
That's the most regular Jerry. Complaint we get, actually.
At least once a week. Hey! More Stained! That's all we hear. Aside from that, they think we're damn perfect. That's Grant Robinson. I'm Elliott Price. We welcome to the studio to join us tonight in our roundtable discussions of whatever it is we're discussing, and there's a lot to discuss. Sean Farrell, how you doing?
Just great. I'm really glad we had some Stained played this evening.
See what I mean? There it is. Hey, add that name to the list, Sean Farrell, people who have called to demand Stained. All right, as opposed to the T-shirts that Freddie wears here every night, this is the only Stained that you will get for the next little while. And if you have, well, we can't get Stains out of your T-shirt, but we can get clogs out of your pipes, all right? Because Monsieur Drain will take care of that. Number?
640-0070.
We're going to have to like have someone call.
You thought
call
you had me, eh?
No, no, I know you know it now. Right. You will never forget it again. You're good forever. MonsieurDrain.com. All types of plumbing and draining and unblocking to bigger jobs that need excavation. High pressure jet cleaning. 25 years. You say he's the best. Yes, you do. Because you've given him the Consumer Choice Award for three consecutive years because you know if there's a problem, he'll figure it out quickly. Cut down on the cost because he'll do a camera inspection and he'll know what's going on down there faster than anybody else. That means better and less expensive. Monsieur Drain, 514-640-0070. If Grant can memorize the number, no, I'm just kidding. MonsieurDrain.com. There you go. You all right?
I'm doing great. Yeah. Well, some bad news for Canada today, but if one team can withstand that, you know. It's definitely not good news.
He's old enough not to be on the North American team. Is that it?
Well, that's
how do we keep track of these guys?
Well, Jamie Benn was definitely going to be a key piece to that. And that might be in the opening faceoff. And by might, I mean it absolutely will be in it. So there's a little tease for you. Elliot.
Let's see. Sean will be around to talk about what he covers, which is the National Hockey League and the impact. You cover football, Sean?
No.
No football.
A very emphatic no. I like that.
You would if it was the NFL. Huh? You wouldn't be saying no like that.
I would if I was employed to do so.
Okay. Good answer.
Very well.
It's a solid answer.
I'll take that. That's very good. We'll talk to the general manager of the Pittsburgh Pirates. And why not? It's taken us half a year to track him down. Neil Huntington will join us. And you know what? This has happened before. When Neil doesn't come on right away, the Pirates start losing games. Okay? So what is it? Like four in a row now? He's on tonight. The losing will stop. This is the beginning of the Pirates' winning streak, and they will end up in the playoffs this year.
They are up 5-0 right now.
There you go.
So.
I didn't even check the score. And I said that sight unseen, because that's the way it works. Because, as you know, announcers have the power. We can make shutouts disappear. We can make no-hitters end. Just ask Twitter.
I do it for fun in every update. You know that from the playoffs.
Yeah,
anytime one period goes by, I say shutout and hope it ends.
Well, they usually do because there aren't a lot of shutouts. Just the way. But I know what I can predict. I can predict that R.A. Dickey's going to suck. Okay?
He's not losing right now.
He's not.
They're Blue Jays just
they scored
12. And bases loaded, no outs.
All right, very well. So we'll talk to him and we'll continue our National Football League countdown. Where are we now? We are at team number 12. Wow. Wow. Team number 12. So 21 teams gone? No, 20 teams gone.
20, yeah.
So this will be team 21?
Wait, I think
there'll
it's
there'll be 11
way.
Left.
Yeah, there you go. Sorry.
So three sevens. You can bunch them in sevens, right? Crappy, almost crappy, and getting better than crappy now, somewhat good.
For me, honestly, it's 10. 10 and 10. And even then, there's got 11th team, right?
Yeah, really 15.
One guy
you know,
stepping up.
I think 15, 15, and the final five or six. You know, 15, 12, and then the rest. The rest are championship contenders,
one
but you never
know. I can tell you it'll all change because Carolina Panthers last year were supposed to be one of the worst teams because they had no targets, and then Cam Newton had his best year ever. So, things are going to change, but this is just a way of letting you know where they stand now.
I'll take a quarterback with no targets.
Fair.
Over targets with no quarterback, okay?
Fair.
Every
fair,
time.
Fair.
All right. Busy, busy show and a whole bunch from the Impact coming up as well. Stick with us. The opening face-off is coming up.
The final buzzer. Two glorious points. You leap from your couch, chest bump the mirror, and go to bed. You call that winning? Ye Old Orchard Pub begs to differ. Get the game with the energy and excitement it deserves at your friendly neighborhood Ye Old Orchard Pub. With over 20 beers on tap, over 40 single malts, 6 locations, and a full house of fans like yourself. There's no reason to spend another game night lonely. Now open on Salaberry and Chateauguay. Visit yeoldorchardpub.com. Or find them on Facebook.
At Windmill Heights Golf Club, they've created something special. Ask anyone that's come for a round this year. The golf course, brilliant. All the work the Carbonis have put in since taking over and continue to do, turning Windmill Heights Golf Club from awesome to almost perfect. Not to mention, an easy to walk round in 4 hours or less, no assessments or surprises, off the 20, up the road, and you're there. a membership category that fits you, with a beautiful facility for banquets. Windmill Heights Golf Club. Call Lino Carboni at 514-453-7177, extension 3. 514-453-7177, extension 3. Windmill Heights Golf Club.
You're listening to Sportsnet Tonight with Elliott Price. Tackling the latest headlines and the hottest topics, it's time for the opening face-off with Elliott Price and Grant Robinson.
They always say great minds think alike. Your opening rant and my first question, they do have some in common, so I will change it. I was going to ask simply, the Montreal Canadiens took down the no excuses sign in the locker room. What do you think about that? I think you let us know what you thought about
right,
it.
Well, so, why don't we ask Sean then?
So we'll ask Sean. Look, right. They had the sign up, right, all season last year, made some excuses after it and took it down. Does that bother you?
No, it doesn't bother me. I think they had it up the season before, too. It's going to be interesting to see what they choose to put in its place, but blank wall for the moment is better than no excuses, because that one got pretty old.
Yeah, and I couldn't agree more with the, like you said, it was getting old, and you said it in your rant, it was kind of giving people just, you're obviously going to say excuses after games. Carey Price being out is, it's not an excuse, it's a fact, right? But one thing I don't like is that, look, the team, it was more than just Carey Price. And at the end of the year, you brought this up all the time, Elliot, there was no real accountability, no reasoning for moves, no anything like that. I think taking it down, it just gives people more reason to talk about it. Now it'll go away. A month from now, won't matter. Win games. Nobody's going to care in the end. But I really think they should have kept it up.
Well, I don't know. It just, it, because of the season that they had, it was ill-timed, and it gave everybody an opportunity to ridicule them. Because once the season was over, everybody knew that you can call it an excuse. It's a reason. Carey Price gets hurt. I don't care what team he plays for. If Carey Price gets hurt, they're just not going to win games like they did. And they're certainly not going to be a contender to win a championship.
I will say this. Any members on the team, I think they should embrace that one this year. They know that now, look, they hear people talking about it. There won't be excuses this year. You know the team's going to give their best effort. Shea Weber's, maybe a lot of people are talking about it.
What are you
move.
Saying? They didn't give their best effort last year?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying.
I think these guys always give their best effort.
Everybody does. You're a professional, right?
They think they're giving their best effort.
It's just hard once it starts snowballing. Right. We saw with the Leafs 2 years, a bus off a cliff.
You
I like the bus off the cliff.
You like that?
You like that?
That was outstanding.
Are you a Habs fan?
Am I a Habs fan?
Yes. Did you grow up a Habs fan?
I grew up a Habs fan. I'm
very
a reporter
well.
Now.
Okay.
You know.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, I grew up a Hawks fan. I'm still a Hawks fan.
Yep.
Not when you cover the games live. You tried to
I
not
did,
be
but,
a fan.
But the thing is, I did become a Habs fan, though.
Well, growing up, I don't remember no excuses being up on a wall. But we do remember Flanders Field.
How old are you?
I am 52.
Because your generation, they didn't need excuses.
That's
they just
right.
won cups.
Exactly. Yeah, you're exactly right.
No excuses. Yeah. We're sorry we lost in the Stanley Cup final.
But I wouldn't hang my hat on no excuses.
All right. No, me neither.
Well, look, now we'll move on. I brought it up already. Jamie Benn has withdrawn from the World Cup.
Oh, no.
Logan Couture will replace him.
Whatever.
First of all, how big of a loss is this for Canada? And does it change the odds of winning in your eyes? Obviously, they're still a good team.
Jamie Benn is one of the top five scorers in the National Hockey League, so obviously you're a lesser team, but no country has the depth that we do, so you're adding Logan Couture is a great player.
Logan Couture led the playoffs in scoring, if I'm not mistaken, so...
There's a guy that probably should have been on the team in the first place, so now he is. This is... Canada, because it's a Maple Leaf, and we will be as good as we're going to be with or without Jamie.
You know what
would
be great for this tournament is Canada A and Canada B. Canada 1, Canada 1A. Wouldn't that be something?
No.
It'd be the first... Well, look, if you're allowed
you
to
got
put
Team
together
North America.
Yeah, I know.
Agree.
But, which is also a stupid idea.
But it'd be the first time...
It's going to be interesting, actually, to see how Team North America... what kind of a following they get. I mean, we don't grow up, none of us grew up as North Americans cheering for North America.
One of the great hockey moments, Mario Lemieux being fed by Wayne Gretzky?
I do recall that, yeah.
Doesn't happen.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen.
No, that's right.
Because
that's
Mario would have been too young, he would have been with Team North America.
Sure.
And Connor McDavid, the next time they have this tournament... He's going to be the best player in the National Hockey League. He's not going to be playing for Canada. How stupid is that?
Well, you know, Connor McDavid will play for Team North America. He'll probably, you know, I'd say it's pretty sure that he's going to play for Team Canada at the Olympics in 2018. Mm-hmm. And
unless they go with a Team North America then, too.
He'll be back in Team North America for the next World Cup. So,
well, when he's the best player in the world.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
I get what you're saying.
Well, they might gain some fans for the next one.
It doesn't matter what they gain. This is Canada. We take our players. You know, there is no North America. We don't band with the Americans and cheer for the same hockey team. It's not what we do.
There's nobody better than Canada when it comes to depth.
Don't get me started over there.
Like you said, Canada 1A, 1B. It's always that argument, right? Well, one thing Canada's missing is elite scorers right now. You look at the top 10, there's only three that are Canadian in scoring.
This Canada A and B, which is something that amateur sports organizations that have a high influx of players do.
Right.
Okay? So certain parks, certain organizations, when they have too many players, they break it down to Team 1 and Team 2. Mm-hmm. And then they have to decide. So what is it? Do we have one strong team and the other guys get the rest? Or do you take the best player and they get the second best player? Boy, oh boy, you're not the best Canadian team then. No, I don't like that at all.
You put out your first best. I get what you're saying.
And then what?
You still go for the gold.
So then there's Canada.
For gold and bronze,
so what is it?
Maybe.
It's Canada really one and Canada sorry or two? Is
that's
that what
I like.
Here?
That's what I like, Elliot, because then you have Team 1, you know, and then you have Team 1A, okay? Yeah. And Team 1A gets the dregs.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so...
No,
somebody goes down on Team 1, and there's an opening on Team 1, they get to call on Team 1A first.
Yeah, there you go. I like it.
Man comes up with the idea and then destroys it all in like a minute and a half.
I just think it's going to be a big loss, look, for three reasons. And I say
why'd
this,
you put up four fingers?
I think I put up three.
You did not. You said three reasons.
I was holding the pen with that hand. Give me a break. But look, like I said, elite scoring is Canada's Crosby. Joe Thornton was in the top 10 this year, but 10 to 20 is all Canadians in scoring. Some of them didn't even make the team, but those top elite guys that you need, Jamie Benn is maybe the best at it right now, and not only that, but he's a duo with Tyler Seguin. That's the only duo that Canada had, really.
You know what the lament's going to be?
What's that?
You know what the lament is going to be?
You're going to tell us.
Yes. Man, if we only had Connor McDavid.
Oh, well, that's the bigger loss. Let's be honest. Two of five. I would say they're two of the five best players in the world right now. They're not going to be on Team Canada. That's rough.
All right.
We don't usually have that problem. Sticking with that, you guys already said Logan Couture is a great player. Oh. Is there somebody else you would have been either okay with seeing, would have rather seen on the team? I'll say this.
Okay.
Corey Perry, not on the team.
Yeah.
I still...
You
I'm
don't
somewhat
care.
Shocked by
You're
it.
Still at home crying because Phil Kessel's not on the American team.
Oh, that's
team.
A good... Hey, he led the tournament in scoring. Keep him home. I have no problem with that.
Not on the team.
Hey, he can't hear you. He's got his Stanley Cup plugged in his ear.
He's got one.
He's only
he
got hearing in one ear.
He can hear with one ear.
Unless there's something wrong with his hearing. All right. By the way, to be perfectly honest, I got to tell you, it's August 23rd and I'm not completely plugged into the Canadian roster. So I don't 100%
know. Roster?
Yeah, yeah.
There's no other teammates at forward. Like, for example, Getzlaff and Perry would have been that other. I always like doing that.
I'm telling you that I'm not completely plugged in.
Here.
You know, we just did the Olympics here.
Here's
okay?
the forwards.
I'm still Olympicizing. And
are you ready?
Yes, I read today that they have one natural winger, and all the other wingers are centers.
That's not a problem.
I'm just saying.
Just Canada.
It's always been that way.
Always
Dale
good.
Howard Chuck played the wing. I mean, Hall of Famers. Gilbert Perreault played the wing.
Mario Lemieux played the wing.
Exactly. So,
yeah.
Hall of Fame centers have played the wing.
Throw our centers out of the face-offs. I don't mind.
Do you remember a Canada Cup when Peter Stastny played for Canada?
For Team Canada, 1984.
I don't.
Five-game, no goal. Never born. Happened. I remember interviewing him. He was in a slump during that Canada Cup they played here. Is that it? Is that all you got?
Well, that's no. Well, hold on. Okay. This one's not
Page
hockey
two.
Related. It is football related. But again, look, this is just for you.
Don't upset
it's
Sean. He's a guest.
So it works in a sense. Pittsburgh Steelers players right now are being told by their representatives to save up for 2021 as they expect a lockout to happen. Pittsburgh was the only one to vote against the CBA last time. They do think the drug issues in it and the suspensions, all that will be a problem. Because unless they're willing to sit out games and they're financially ready to do that, they're just going to have to agree like they did last
time.
They
cannot continue to do this. They cannot continue to roll over for the National Football League. The end is nigh. But they're football players. They do it every time. Why they haven't learned from Major League Baseball over the years, but they have to be crying. They have to be crying this offseason watching nobodies in the National Basketball Association get guaranteed contracts for millions and millions of dollars. And I heard something today. Okay, I can't believe it. Okay, your boy Dez Bryant has a concussion, right?
Yeah.
And he's going to miss maybe the rest of the preseason. And his coach was quoted. You know the quote from
Jason Garrett.
From Jason Garrett, we don't see it as a long term problem.
But it's But football players don't miss games for concussions. Right?
I understand.
But I get what you're saying.
I'm just saying.
See it as a long term problem. You should have chose some better words.
Why?
That was awful. But I agree. Look, NFL players have the shortest careers out of any of these sports. The only one with non-guaranteed contracts.
They do get a lot more up front. I mean, to make sure
for the big players,
that's right.
But hockey,
it's got to stop. But the problem here's the big problem. When it comes to the National Football League, when it comes to basketball, you're paying 12 guys. When it comes to the NFL, you're paying
50.
53.
And hockey's 25, in the middle. I get what you're saying, and it's a big difference. I agree that. I think this is big, and if all sports did this, get your players to save money, and you know the PA of any sport, have them ready for a lockout, and the league doesn't have the advantage anymore. And that's what the NFL did. Like you said, they strong-armed them. Roger Goodell's running a dictatorship. Oh, suspension, he has a wheel, and he just picks how many games it is. There's no uniformity, whereas the NHL, call it what you want, they do suspensions very well. Remember David Clarkson? It wasn't a question how many games you'll get. It was, you did this, it's 10 games, that's it. It's not, well, look, I'm having a good day, it's 4. I think it's very important, personally. You think it'll change anything if they do save?
I think that here it is for them right now. This is their opportunity. They have to. They need a leader that's going to take them in the proper direction, and if need be, they need to sit out a year. You know what? It'll clear their heads. Be the best thing that's happened to these guys. They need to finally get together and make sure that they take care of themselves, because no one is taken care of less than football players. And no one needs care more than football
players. But the biggest challenge is always with the football players is the disparity in the income and the ability to keep them together as a union.
And the biggest problem is, do you know what the biggest problem is? They love to play the game. They just want to play.
Yep.
Just want to play. You guys are crazy. That's why they play football. They're crazy.
I wouldn't say they're
You are not. You know what? 90% of the guys that walk away from baseball are going to have, what, sore ankles when they get old, maybe a knee replacement, maybe a hip. You know, there are a percentage of hockey players that are going to have issues.
Worse, yeah.
Basketball players. But it's almost
it's definitely the worst.
Football players, it's got to be 100%.
They give their lives, really.
They're all going to be disabled in some way by playing that game.
And it's tough. I agree. You can't. But they, you know that signing up, right? Not the CTE.
I understand,
I'm not about
but
that.
There's
I'm
no reason
the
that you, if you know that signing up, then you should also know that you need to take care of yourself. Sure. And the way the National Football League has stiffed them in the coverage that they need post-career, they need to have someone smart in charge to make sure that they're taking care of this
guy. Are they going to be able to avoid replacement players, which is what they did in, 87?
Yes, but they can do replacement players and people won't give a crap.
Right.
So that's perfect. They won't care about the replacement players, and that'll take care of replacement players.
Yeah, if you could sit out for a full year, I think
you mean
work.
They aren't going to watch?
What's that?
Fans aren't going to watch?
No.
Oh, yeah, they'll watch. They watched in 87.
But what were the numbers?
They were terrible.
Yeah, exactly.
That's crazy.
They broke it in the end.
A full league?
Yeah, that's because the players gave up because they wanted their money. They need to sit out as long as necessary.
I agree with you. I just don't see them having the...
I agree with that, too. I just said that's what they have to do. I say that's what they're going to do.
You know who can fix that?
Yeah, Donald
Trump. President Trump.
President Trump. There
Ron
it is.
Donald.
There it is.
And there's your opening face-off.
The opening face-off with Elliott Price and Grant Robinson.
Opening face-off can always use a smoked meat sandwich. We could use one right now. Did you go? When are you going?
Thursday.
Freddie?
I went Sunday.
You went Sunday. It was closed. We've been
goes
through
when
this.
It's closed.
They're closed on Sunday. All right? They're open every other day. Go another day, Freddie. 1057 Bernard, or better still, call 213-1313 and have them package the greatest smoked meat that's ever been made, and then you can eat it on Sunday.
Tell me all about this. Where do I go? Where is this place?
Don't wink at me. a whole life in Montreal, everybody knows you're joking. All right? Lester's Deli, 1057 Bernard. That's where it is. What is it? 65 years of making smoked meat perfect. That's what it is. Perfect.
I feel like you're picturing it right now.
I am. Close my eyes, I see rye bread, mustard, pickles, coleslaw, French fries. I like to have them with gravy. All right, we'll talk more about smoked meat as the show rolls along here. We have voices. We're running out of time. We'll see if we can't squeeze them in before we hear from Pittsburgh Pirates general manager Neil Huntington and a grand update. Oh, my God, there's not enough time for the show tonight. That's coming up.
Say goodbye to buffering, stuttering, and annoying pop-ups. Say hello to Sportsnet Now, a new way to stream sports without cable TV. Matchups from the MLB, NBA, and the NHL. And more of your favorite Sportsnet programming. Plus, watch every Blue Jays game on any device in true high definition. Your sports, your way, starts now. Visit sportsnet.ca/now to start your free trial.
Going away? Why not relax and take the train with Via Rail Canada? Every Tuesday from 7 a.m. until midnight, head to viarail.ca. Check out which routes you'll get a huge bargain on this week.
Book it.
Discount Tuesday with Via Rail Canada. Every Tuesday, only at viarail.ca.
Let me tell you about Truck and Rule. They deliver on their promise and on time. Trade shows, theater shows, concert events, there's a lot of moving parts. Call the experts to assure your complex ground transportation logistics are handled by those who know what the hell they're doing. Because every second counts. Call Truck and Roll, 514-421-0045, truckandroll.com, or find them on Facebook. We cover Canada and the United States. Experienced drivers ensuring timely delivery and professional service. Sometimes it feels like those other guys are so ill-prepared or unprofessional, they're just throwing your stuff off the truck while it's still moving. At Truck and Roll, there's a plan. 22 years of doing it right, known for timeliness and attention to detail of every single shipment. Call Truck and Roll, 514-421-0045, truckandroll.com, or find them on Facebook.
You're listening to Sportsnet Tonight with Elliot Price and Grant Robinson.
Canada's heroes came home. Penny Oleksiuk, in conversation after getting off the plane. What's on her mind? Olympic medals? No. She talked with our good friend Eric Thomas. Have a listen.
How surreal is that? You know, most of your friends are going for driver's licenses. Yeah. You're sitting here with four medals. What kind of a feeling is that?
It's a pretty great feeling, but all my friends have their driver's licenses and I don't, which is something that I want, I guess. And I guess they're all kind of one step ahead of me, but they're all really supportive of me, and it's definitely been really great to hear from all of them.
One step ahead in certain aspects, maybe not others, yeah. But what's it like bringing home a few medals too with 22 for Team Canada? That's the most that we've had in 20 years.
Yeah. It was pretty great to watch everyone racing and doing their sports and to watch different teams get medals, and I couldn't really believe it, I guess. No one expected this of Canada, and it just shows that we're a pretty strong team, and it's also a pretty young team, so going into 2020, I think we're going to surprise even more, I guess.
What about the women? Because that was a big story for the first week or so of the games. I mean, it was all ladies picking up medals. How inspiring was that? How great was that to be a part of when you look around and say, the women are doing it down here in Brazil?
It's for sure pretty inspiring, and definitely a lot of young girls were inspired by it, because I got a lot of messages from younger girls telling me how much they loved watching me and how they were going to start swimming and everything, and it's pretty great to know that you're inspiring the next generation of Olympians, I guess. So, yeah.
Wasn't only about swimming as far as the women were concerned. Basketball? Here's young Kia Nurse.
For me, I think it was a matter of just understanding and looking at when I was younger, in my sport, there wasn't a whole lot of female basketball players that you could look up to, just because we weren't all out. There wasn't all about female basketball. It wasn't all over the TVs, those kind of things. And now I think any little girl can look around and they can find any single sport they want, and they can find a role model who's a female and who's strong and powerful and confident in what she does. And sports has given me so much more than wins and losses and friends and the confidence. It's all those other little intangibles. And I think every little girl who plays a sport will understand that and get that back. And I think these ladies are just inspiring them to start that.
Kia Nurse, her brother will be busy soon. Darnell from the Edmonton Oilers. That's so funny because the girl that we just heard, her brother is also in the NHL. What the hell's going on here?
Yeah.
It's Jamie Oleksiak.
Oleksiak with the Dallas Stars.
All right. Players-only meeting for the Montreal Impact. You hear players-only meeting and you go, ooh. And goalkeeper Evan Bush said, don't go, ooh.
You know, I think, you know, you guys, the media, I should say, in general, makes a big deal out of players-only meetings when, in reality, players-only meetings happen all the time. It's just, you know, you guys were here waiting to see us come out at a certain time, and we didn't come out at that time. So there wasn't any, you know, earth-shattering things that were said in those meetings. Everyone, you know, everyone's on the same page with what needs to get done and what the mindset needs to be going forward. And sometimes it's a good refresher just to have those meetings with just the players, no staff or anything like that, to make sure everyone's on the same page. And the positive of it is that everyone is on the same page. We're not a conflicted locker room or anything like that. So from that standpoint, you know, I think we're in a good spot.
There you go, Evan Bush. And so you cover the Impact on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
That's
he's right. It's your fault.
There you go. It's your fault.
Completely.
It's the media. So I'm the media. That's Sean Farrell from NHL.com. Also, and you write for the Impact for
MLS.com.
MLS.com. Mm-hmm. You're a busy guy.
Yeah, I've got all the leagues sewn up. Working on it.
What about our baseball team?
Exactly.
He used to. All right. Grant here has an update coming up, and we will talk baseball. I'll talk with General Manager Neil Huntington. He's the GM of the Pittsburgh Pirates, has a history with this city. He was part of that 94. Unbelievable, the amount of people and the great people that were associated with that organization, how deep they were not only on the field, but in the front office, and how deep that went. Neil Huntington of the Pirates coming up after Grant's update, coming up after this. That's a lot of coming up.
The final buzzer. Two glorious points. You leap from your couch, chest bump the mirror, and go to bed. You call that winning? Ye Old Orchard Pub begs to differ. Get the game with the energy and excitement it deserves at your friendly neighborhood Ye Old Orchard Pub. With over 20 beers on tap, over 40 single malts, 6 locations, and a full house of fans like yourself. There's no reason to spend another game night lonely. Now open on Salaberry and Chateauguay. Visit yeoldorchardpub.com. Or find them on Facebook.
You want your money to grow. You want it to be there when the time comes. Let me tell you about Paramount Financial Services and Lauren Rubin at 514-905-0885. He's taken care of my money for years, and I can worry about other things. Does your financial advisor move your money around constantly to make sure he's making money, whether you do or not? Let's not forget, it's your money. And Paramount Financial Services will take care of what's most important, and that's you. Call them at 514-905-0885. It's your money. Grow it for a better future. Paramount Financial Services.
Are you feeling stressed and lacking energy? Do you hate the gym? Perhaps yoga is not your thing. Learn authentic Tai Chi and Qigong from the very family that created it. Regular practice of Tai Chi reduces high blood pressure, strengthens joints and muscles, improves digestion, blood circulation, and balance, prevents arthritis, boosts the immune system, and greatly reduces stress. The Chen Bing Tai Chi Academy is located in the West Island of Montreal. Try a free class. For more information, please visit us at www.cbtac.ca.
Down the drain? That's not usually a positive thing. Unless, of course, that's exactly where you need things to go. What if they don't? Monsieur Drain is your man. He'll do a camera inspection and he'll know exactly what's going on down there. From all types of plumbing, draining, and unblocking to bigger jobs that need excavation. High-pressure jet cleaning. From the master plumber who's seen all there is in 25 years of top-notch service. Call Monsieur Drain at 514-640-0070 or simply head to MonsieurDrain.com.
Rocketmoney.com. Free financing. They'll take your problem from start to finish. Full service, including help with your insurance claim. Miss your drain at MissYourDrain.com. Customer service, their number one priority. 514-640-0070. Having a nasty pipe dream? Use your brain. Call Miss Your Drain.
It is time now for a Sports Night Tonight sports update with the one and only Grant Robinson.
Bad news for Canada today. Jamie Benn has withdrawn from the World Cup. He's still recovering from core muscle surgery in July. Huge loss for Canada as he has more points in the last two seasons than anybody else in the NHL. Logan Couture will replace him. Not too bad of a replacement as he led the playoffs in scoring last year with 30 points for the San Jose Sharks. The Ottawa Senators have signed D-man Cody Ceci to 2 years, $5.6 million. And in the UFC, Conor McGregor, fresh off his win in the highly entertaining rematch versus Diaz. Oh,
thank God, because we haven't heard his name in, like, must be 18 hours now.
You're not going to hear it for a few months because he's been handed a six-month medical suspension due to leg injuries he suffered while kicking Diaz. Well, you only fight every 4 or 5 months anyway, so it won't be a huge loss.
He'll do something.
He'll find a way. Yeah. I agree. In the Olympics, we talked about how great Rio was for Canada. The country apparently agreed as the primetime average was 2.35 million, 23% more than London. Now, whether that's a time zone factor, we won't get into that. But the most watched event, Elliot, what do you guess?
The most watched event
here
was,
in Canada.
Let's see. But timing wise, I'd have to go with Derek Drouin's high jump medal.
I don't know how much his was watched, but it was the 200-meter sprint final.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. 7.2 million
people tuned in.
Got me.
So that's there. But
I would have said that if I was smart.
If it was multiple choice, you would have got it, I'm sure. And in baseball, the Blue Jays' Kevin Pillar has been activated from the DL and is in the lineup. More good news, they expect Jose Bautista back on Thursday. They are currently playing the Angels. R.A. Dickey's on the mound. They lead 4-2 in the bottom of the fifth. The Red Sox, who are tied for the AL East lead, are up on the Rays 2-0 in the fourth. And the Pittsburgh Pirates, whose GM, Neil Huntington, will be on with us next, leads 6-0 versus Houston. Plyenko 3-for-3, 2 home runs, 3 RBIs so far.
Should've
and that's a Sportsnet Tonight Sports Update.
We passed the audition.
Sportsnet Tonight with Elliot Price. Glad to welcome General Manager of the Pittsburgh Pirates, Neil Huntington. How are you doing?
We're doing great, Elliot. It's fantastic to reconnect with you and hope you're doing well also.
I'm doing well. Your Pittsburgh Pirates do the same thing to you every year, don't they? Yeah, they torture you through the first couple of months of the season, and then they go, "Hey, no, we are going to contend." So here they are. Is that a tough way to live?
we joke that we like to do hard, and there are times where we'd love nothing more than to run 20 straight off and put ourselves in a easy position, but it's not meant to be. We're a young club. We're a talented club. We've had different growing pains. We've had different successes and different struggles each of the last 3 years, and then now here in this year four of contention. But it's a talented group, and we've evaluated as a club that's capable of being one of the five National League teams that's alive in the postseason and has a chance to win a World Series. We've just got some work in front of us to make that happen.
You see what the Blue Jays have done over the last couple of days, sending down Aaron Sanchez, kind of save his arm and have him pitch later in the season. It's a tough decision for management when you're trying to win and also trying to keep your arms healthy, and you have some great young pitching. How careful do you have to be with those guys? And I mean, that's the future of your team right there.
Yeah, the easy criticism is that we're too conservative with them and that we should run them out. And if they get hurt, live with the consequences, because the chances are they won't get hurt. The reality is we need to be in the mindset of how do we put our organizations in position to win as many games as possible going forward. Yes, this year absolutely matters. you don't ever take being in postseason contention for granted. At the same time, that one injury, whether it's your shoulder or elbow, and some pitchers never recover, that can alter the face of your franchise going forward. So it is a delicate balance, and you want to respect it. And my hat's off to Mark and Ross with their discipline to work through this without just shutting it down. But they may get to a point where they have to do that. We've got some young arms that Jameson Taillon's coming back from Tommy John. We're monitoring his pitches, the stress level of his pitches. The easy monitor is the innings, but we would try to dig much deeper than that. But we're going to have young pitching going forward. Most small markets tend to do that. And if you look back in history, those young pitchers that spike in innings that go deep into October for the first time, more often than not, there is growing pain that you pay the price for in the following season. We don't want to sacrifice this season for next. We also don't want to sacrifice next season for this one.
Talking with Pittsburgh Pirates General Manager Neil Huntington. As Canadians, we'd like you to take care of Jameson Taillon's arm. He may have been born in the United States, but he has family and pitches for Canada when those tournaments come up, so we need him.
No question, and he's a great young pitcher. Comes from just an amazing family, obviously his dad with Canadian roots, and a family of achievers, does his country proud. When he went out there and pitched for Team Canada a few years back as a very young pitcher and more than held his own. But again, I think he's the lowest achiever in his family amongst his siblings. I think it's two lawyers and a doctor, and Jameson's just a Major League Baseball player. So a pretty special family.
All right. So as general manager with a team that has gone through some incredibly tight, important baseball games over the last few years, do you watch each and every inning? Are there times where you can't watch, where you turn away, or you just turn it off and hope it's better when you come back?
Fortunately, I worked, again, back in Montreal with Dan Duquette and Jim Beatty, in Cleveland with John Hart and Mark Shapiro, and then, you know, coming over here, have had the ability to recognize how demanding emotionally Major League Baseball is with 162 games. And we work hard to stay relatively even keel. Now, don't get me wrong, the emotional attachment, the engagement, and the amount of heart and soul and energy that we all invest in these things, you can't remain emotionless, but we want to make good decisions by staying logical and rational. And if we get caught up in a wave of emotion over time, we won't make very good decisions. Now, is it tough to watch a 2-2 slider get hit out of the ballpark for a loss, or is it thrilling to watch somebody drive a ball out to right center field to win a game? Absolutely. There are times where you know, you're into it and you're hoping for the best and you don't get it, or the opposite, you do get it. But we try not to ride the roller coaster, and we try not to let emotions drive our process, and it's a long season, but man alive, when you lose a tough game, it's tough. You wake up the next day, you learn from it, you move forward, and get ready to go get it again. And the same way you learn from your successes.
Well, I think it could be argued that no team has lost tougher games than the Pittsburgh Pirates over the last couple of years. That wild card game, I mean, that's it, right? 162 games to play one, and if you don't win that one, then it's a long winter, and you guys have done it more than you should.
Yeah, we were that wild card game in 2013, which was the first postseason appearance in 20 years, the first winning season in 20 years here in Pittsburgh, will forever be one of the most special professional moments I'll have. Now, hopefully there's bigger and better things coming, a World Series win, a World Series appearance, a league championship win. But for a city that had fallen on hard baseball times, to reengage a fan base, to see the energy in the ballpark that night was just awesome. Now, we lost that same game in 2014. We lost it in 2015. And, yeah, it's tough to walk out of the ballpark that night knowing that you came so close and you came so far and your season's over in one game, one swing of the bat, Brandon Crawford hitting a grand slam home run, or one swing of the bat, a couple swings of the bat against the Cubs, and you run into one of the hottest pitchers in the game in recent history, and Baumgartner 2 years ago at the start of a stretch, and Arrieta really in the middle of a stretch. But you wake up the next day, Elliot, and you go to work to put your club in a position to make the postseason again the next year, and hopefully as many years in the future as possible.
With Neil Huntington, general manager of the Pittsburgh Pirates, his team in another race, and a whole lot of baseball to be played.
Neil was part of a great front office with the Montreal Expos. You're surprised? I mean, here's Dan Duquette, and he's got the Orioles right there, and it took him so long to get another job, and he's one of the best baseball men that the game has known over the last 25 years.
You know, Dan, I will always be grateful to Dan. He gave me my first opportunity in baseball, and while it was about a year and a half that I actually worked for him, I learned so much from him in that year and a half, and he was so far ahead of the game at that point in time in terms of the value of analytics and the balancing of subjective scouting with objective analysis. And again, I took away a ton from him. Wished I'd had the opportunity to work longer with him, but he had a chance to go work for his hometown team, the Boston Red Sox, and really his fingerprints are all over the early success that club had after he'd been let go. And it did. It surprised me that it took Dan as long as it did to get back into the game, as smart as he is, as good a person as he is, as good a baseball man as he is. And the success in Baltimore is evidence of that. And he's a very talented man, and still consider him a friend and a mentor, and will be eminently grateful to him for all that he's done for me.
Dale Huntington, it's been a pleasure talking with you. I'm proud of you. You've done a hell of a job. And remember, just one step at a time, getting through the minor leagues and getting to the major leagues as a general manager, and the great job you've done with the Pittsburgh Pirates. I hope they win a championship for you.
Well, thank you, Elliot. I've been fortunate to be around many, many great people during my days in Montreal, my days in Cleveland. We've got a tremendous group here, and you put a group of very talented people together. You stay out of their way and work to make good decisions, and some good things will happen. But we've got just, again, a great group of people here. I loved my time in Montreal, and I wish everybody up there well, wish Mark and Ross success in Toronto. They're friends and mentors as well, and I know they've had some tough times out of the gate, but they're very talented, very good people, and the Blue Jays are in good hands.
And so are the Pirates. Smart organization. You hired my good buddy Joe Block to do your play-by-play. He's a great guy, and he does a great job for you.
Well, yes, he has. He's been a quality addition. He's got some Pittsburgh ties with his wife, and there's a very good chance Joe will be in Pittsburgh a heck of a lot longer than I will, and that'll probably make the fans happy. So we're good. Elliot, great catching up with you.
To catch up with Neil Huntington, general manager of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Speaks well of the city of Montreal. Well, he grew up in Amherst, New Hampshire. So you grew up in New Hampshire, where do you go? You go to Boston, you go to Montreal. What are the big cities? You know?
Definitely make that Montreal trip.
Absolutely. It's funny listening to John LeClair talking about coming up to Montreal, American, but right on the border there. He might as well be from Montreal. Anyway, the voice you hear, not usually with us. In fact, never with us. Well, in spirit, he's with us in spirit. And our good buddy Sean Farrell from NHL.com and MLS.com, and we've got a lot to talk about. So why don't we take a break, and we'll come on back, and we'll talk some Impact, some NHL, and a whole bunch of other stuff. Don't forget, just after the top of the hour, we continue our National Football League countdown with DK Daniel Kalis. He'll bring us team number 12. Sorry if you're a fan of the Browns, the Niners, the Titans, the Ravens, the Lions, the Bucks, the Chargers, the Rams, the Falcons, the Bears, the Dolphins, Washington, the Eagles, the Saints, the Cowboys, the Bills, the Jets, the Colts, the Jaguars, and the Texans, because they've already been taken care of. So your team is not in the top 12. My team is in the top 12. Unless, of course, it's somebody else's poll, and then maybe they're not. But I don't care. And I did not pay Daniel to put the Raiders
that
at least
the
in the top 11.
There was no agreement.
All right, we got a lot to talk about, and we'll do that next. You're listening to Sportsnet Tonight with Elliot Price and Grant Robinson on CFMB 1280 Montreal.
It's more than a hockey jersey. It's a badge of honor, a symbol of pride.
And when the world's best wear it, they're not just players. They are pillars, carrying a nation on their shoulders. This September, Crosby, Kane, Ovechkin, Lundqvist, and over 150 of the world's brightest stars are coming to Toronto to compete in an international tournament and stake their claim as hockey's best. The World Cup of Hockey. For more information, go to WCH2016.com.
New to the country? Via Rail and the Institute for Canadian Citizenship partner to give a gift to each Canadian citizen during their first year of citizenship. The Cultural Access Pass provides complimentary admission to more than 1,000 of Canada's cultural treasures from coast to coast to coast. The Cultural Access Pass creates opportunities for Canada's newest citizens to discover our rich cultural history, world-renowned artworks, historical figures, and stunning parks. Go to icc-icc.ca. A message from Via Rail Canada.
Treter Mezza, for parties, office meetings, family get-togethers, weddings, you name it, eat in style and within your budget. Treter Mezza, one look at the menu will get you. TreterMezza.com, 514-643-4000. Lunch at the office for $14. Ciabatta or wrap, choice of two salads, drink and dessert, $14. TreterMezza.com, 514-643-4000. For more important get-togethers, chicken parmigiana, ossobuco, roast pork, or veal and pastas, TreterMezza.com, 514-643-4000.
You're listening to Sportsnet Tonight with Elliot Price and Grant Robinson.
I am. I'm listening. And Sean Farrell is in with us, and we'll do a whole thing on the impact coming up next hour, so let's talk some hockey, shall we? Montreal Canadiens, sure, with an incredibly frenetic off season.
Yeah,
I mean they will not resemble last year's team when they open up, and so what? They wanted just to leave that behind in the best way they could so that this won't look anything like that. Is that how we got here?
It's a wonder how we got here. But you know, when we look at the team this coming season, the biggest addition is the return of Carey Price. That's front and center above all else, which is quite something when you're talking about Shea Weber being your top defenseman, PK Subban not being there as your top defenseman, the addition of Alexander Radulov, the addition of Andrew Shaw up front.
See, here's the thing. We don't know how long Carey Price will be healthy. It may be 10 years. It may not be.
I thought you meant.
We don't know how fragile.
That's got to be. Yeah, that's got to be the biggest concern about this team going forward. Is you look at what happened to the Canadiens in 2014 when Carey went down. Dustin Tokarski, third on the depth chart.
Right. They were ill prepared, and they never fixed that problem. And they might have been a playoff team, but everything shut down. Everything went bad and then got worse, and it was uncorrectable at some point. But if they were to lose Carey Price this year, I think they could still compete for a playoff spot, but they certainly couldn't win anything. And that has to be scary, because this is their future. They don't need him to be healthy for the first week of the season. They need him to be healthy going forward.
And right off the top, he's going to be playing not just at NHL level. He's going to be playing international.
You have a problem with that? It sounds like
I don't have a problem with it. But and if anything, I would argue that it's actually a really good thing, because they're going to know where they stand. Because there really isn't a higher level of hockey than the Stanley Cup playoffs than he's going to face in that tournament. It's going to be intense, but he's going to have to face the world's best players.
I think he needs to be great, because, like you said, first of all, he's definitely the biggest addition, and this is probably the most improved offseason Montreal's had in how long. They've added some very key pieces.
Well, we'll see. Radulov, and I believe he's going to be a good player. But this is the guy that they've not been able to acquire, right?
Exactly.
He's not a guy who's done it and hasn't done it for the last. He didn't score 13 goals a year before, like Semin or whatever it is. He's a guy who should be in his prime, and if he scores, he's ready to be a player in this league. And he certainly looks like. And look, he could change on a dime, right? But he looks like the attitude is there,
yeah.
And he could be And I have this feeling that he's going to be, at least to start, the best free agent signing this offseason. And then who knows what happens? We don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it really is potentially the best free agent signing. And when you think about it, it makes sense. The numbers are there. The production was there in Russia. We saw him in the Olympics a few years ago. He was Russia's best player, which maybe isn't saying much considering their performance. But no, I mean, let's get serious. He was playing against the world's best players and making his presence felt. Whether he's going to sustain it, yeah, I'd be willing to go out on a limb and say that's likely. It's certainly come in the right way. It certainly looks to be motivated. He was very comfortable dealing with the press yesterday, so that's not an issue. And he said he welcomes the pressure, which is also a good thing.
Now, you come here knowing what the questions are going to be, so you have the answers and you're ready to go. We'll see, because Nashville is not pressure, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
not the same.
Russia is not pressure. You come to Montreal in the National Hockey League, and you'll find out what pressure is. No, I don't think anybody in the National Hockey League is going to be under more pressure than Shea Weber. Not a single player in the NHL.
That's quite possible, but I would think that there probably aren't that many players out there who would be as equipped to deal with it the way that Shea Weber is. I don't think he'll be fazed by it. He's certainly got somebody in Carey Price that he can turn to if he needs any advice in that regard, and I don't think that's going to be the case. I think he's the kind of guy that's just going to let his play talk for itself.
And that's something else that the Canadians didn't have last year. I know they didn't have Carey Price between the pipes, but they didn't have Carey Price in the dressing room.
Oh,
much as you know, Pacioretty had the C on his chest, the Montreal Canadiens captain is Carey Price. Always was, always will be, except when you're hurt and you're not in that dressing room. And so the leadership void left without that guy, who also is their best player, was significant in helping this team fall apart last year.
No matter what the players say, no matter what management says, the proof is in the pudding. The results reflect it. There had to be something wrong. We talk about chemistry all the time in terms of teams, when teams are winning, when teams are losing. It's clear that there was something that was off with that team. And you look at the trade that they made. I mean, if PK Subban is your guy, then you're splitting hairs about trading Subban for Shea Weber. Does Shea Weber blow your doors off that much that you're gonna make that trade? It certainly presents them with a justifiable alternative, and it's certainly a different direction for the team. And I'm not saying that PK Subban was the problem in that room, but there was clearly something off with that team. You don't take one player out of the equation and have a team just change.
Well, 100%. And you saw, like, again, Carey Price leaving any team, they could have the best chemistry. There is going to be a fall off, no question. But they were almost leading the league in goals at that point. If you remember, at the beginning of the year, they were scoring goals. They didn't need Carey Price to be great. Now, once he leaves...
You know, it was 9 games.
The Canadians had the
greatest 9 games in the history of the team, but it's an 82-game schedule.
But they could score
more. Every team in the league is going up, not to that level, but every team in the league is going to have a 10-game span when they're going to look like the best team in the league.
Yeah, but it wasn't just the 9 games. Yeah. It was the 2 months. It was the first 2 months. It was up till Carey got injured the second time, and they even continued it for a few games after. Yeah. I mean, in December, everyone was looking around and going, well, you know, they lost a close one. There were a whole bunch of games that they should have won. But by January, the games they were losing in January, they were just... I mean, how could you go from being the team that started the season on fire, one of the best starts in the history of the Montreal Canadiens, and if you dissect it, that four-month finish was one of the worst.
Mm-hmm. It's not just a drop-off. It was really just completely... If they were scoring 2 goals a game, they weren't scoring, they weren't getting it done.
That truck It was heading for the cliff.
Oh, it was. That it was the same. But you see teams fall apart, and it's just it's that whether it's because there's no leader there to get you back, whatever it is, there was a lot of things contributing to that, and that was this team is gonna step bounce back because they are better than they showed in that 4 month span. They've added better pieces, and you're gonna have the centerpiece back, but. You better hope you get it together in the next 2 years because Carey Price isn't going to be making $6.5 million 2 years from now if he's healthy. And Max Pacioretty's not going to be making his either. You know, you have a window and it's there. You got to take advantage.
Let's circle back to where we started with Carey and the question of Carey's health. And one big factor in Carey's health going forward is how protected, how safe he is in that crease. Boy, oh boy, you can't get a better guy than Shea Weber to protect him.
That's a very good point.
Every opponent that played him said, he's the toughest guy in the league to play against.
Going to get a glimpse of Carey Price, and that's important, but all of it, Shea Weber, you're going to get an opportunity to see him.
Yep.
What we don't know, and we probably won't get, is P.K. Subban. Why do other general managers and the ones that run Team Canada have such a negative view of P.K. Subban? We'll take that up in the next hour. But coming up, we'll continue with our National Football League countdown. Team number 12, Daniel Kalis, will join us after the update coming with Grant Robinson. Colabello. So what did they say? I missed that date. I think he said the 22nd, 23rd. 23rd. So 4 days from now, he should be activated. He had a good knee. I mean, you come back, you hit a home run. So you can't be that far off.
No,
you know, starting off at AAA. So he's on his rehab. And what we just see, Jose Bautista starting his rehab on Friday. So he's coming back. That's what the Blue Jays need, more hitting.
Hey, I'll take it. If you get one more run a game, right, you could allow one more run.
Well, we talked to Kevin Barker yesterday about what it is that the Blue Jays need, right? And everyone's talking about starting pitching, and it's in the back end.
It always has been the bullpen
with the Blue Jays. I understand. And those are the guys that are available. Those are the guys that are going to cost you less. They're going to cost you, but they're going to cost you less. And that's what the Blue Jays need. More than anything else.
And
the guys that are going to make sure that when they put up some runs, and the runs become less because as you go deeper into the playoffs, you're not facing the worst team's fourth pitcher, fifth pitcher.
No, you're facing the
best team's four best pitchers. And sometimes you don't even face number four that long. So it's a whole different animal when it comes to scoring runs. Blue Jays have the starting pitching, and I wouldn't mess with that, and they're talking about that possibility. Anyways.
If Showman gets back, like you mentioned earlier, that's like acquiring a top starting pitcher, right? So I agree with you. There's no question that's where the problems are.
All right, let's get your sports update. That's coming up next.
Gotta go, gotta go, gotta go to the pub. Ye old Orchard Pub. Gotta go, gotta go, gotta go to the pub. Ye old Orchard Pub. Well, if you haven't been there, you probably should. Yeah, the beer is cold and the food is good. I think of all my friends in the neighborhood. Gotta go, gotta go. Gotta go, gotta go, gotta go to the pub. Ye old Orchard Pub.
Now open on Salaberry and Chateauguay.
Gotta go.
You want your money to grow. You want it to be there when the time comes. Let me tell you about Paramount Financial Services and Lauren Rubin at 514-905-0885. He's taken care of my money for years, and I can worry about other things. Does your financial advisor move your money around constantly to make sure he's making money, whether you do or not? Let's not forget, it's your money. And Paramount Financial Services will take care of what's most important, and that's you. Call them at 514-905-0885. It's your money. Grow it for a better future. Paramount Financial Services.
Are you feeling stressed and lacking energy? Do you hate the gym? Perhaps yoga is not your thing. Learn authentic Tai Chi and Qigong from the very family that created it. Regular practice of Tai Chi reduces high blood pressure, strengthens joints and muscles, improves digestion, blood circulation, and balance, prevents arthritis, boosts the immune system, and greatly reduces stress. The Chen Bing Tai Chi Academy is located in the West Island of Montreal. Try a free class. For more information, please visit us at www.cbtac.ca.
Real estate can be a tricky business, so listen up. I've got your man, Terry Vlogenitis. Everything you want in a real estate broker. He's with Royal LePage Classic, and he'll answer his phone right now. 514-886-4833. Get a pen. I'll repeat the number. Buy, sell, commercial, residential, big or small. Terry Vlogenitis. 514-886-4833. 25 years of experience, passionate, motivated, trustworthy, transparent, persistent in helping your dreams become a reality. Terry Vlogenitis. 514-886-4833.
What a great turnout. Thank you all for being here. And welcome to
Sportsnet Tonight.
Ding, ding, ding. Ding, ding, ding. Ding, ding, ding. Ding, ding, ding.
Shut up, listen, and learn.
Every weeknight at 8 p.m.
I proclaim this the summer of
Elia.
Time now for a Sports Night Tonight sports update with Grant Robinson.
The golf world had some big news today. First, you had Tiger Woods withdrawing from the PGA Championship and saying he might not play in 2016 at all. Obviously, that's big news when it comes to golf. Hope he gets back out on the course whenever he can. Jason Day and Dustin Johnson will both be at Oakville. Top two players in the world will be at the Canadian Open. Jason Day returning 1 year after absolutely dominating the tournament and really setting himself up for the year that has him now ranked as number one. And also in golf news, it seems all the world's top golfers are pulling out of the Olympics, and Canada lost Milos Raonic in tennis, but Canada is not losing their golfers, as it's official. Graham Dillette, David Hearn, Brooke Henderson, and Elena Sharp will be heading to Rio to represent Canada in golf, so that's great news there. In baseball, Blue Jays are back in action tonight at 9:40 versus Arizona. We just heard about Colabello potentially returning. Jose Bautista will be starting rehab tomorrow in single A. He'll join triple A on Friday and could return to the Blue Jays as early as Monday. That would be a nice added bat in the lineup. The Red Sox currently lead 4-0 in the seventh inning. David Ortiz continuing his renaissance year. Three-run home run, his 23rd of the year. And Jake Arrieta for the Chicago Cubs is currently tied 1-1 with the Mets, but he's pitching great. Six strikeouts in six innings. That's the first time in his last five outings that he's gone over six innings. Been over a month since he's done it, so maybe this is exactly what he needed. And that's a Sportsnet Tonight sports update.
Brought to you by Lester's Deli. Oh, they say you can't take it with you. They're wrong. Going away? Want to take the Lester's experience along? No problem. Gate 79 U.S. Terminal at the airport. Lester's Deli Kiosk Express. All vacuum-packed and ready to go. Give them a call, 213-1313. What do you want to bring your friends that they can't get where they are? Smoked turkey, smoked meat, roast brisket, coleslaw, pickles, you name it. Why dream about Lester's Deli while you're away? It can tell your friends you're bringing with you the best smoked meat in the world. No matter where they are, you can bring it with you. Take the Lester's experience on the road. 213-1313 or come into Lester's Deli, 1057 Bernard, because you can't do better than that.
New to the country? Via Rail and the Institute for Canadian Citizenship partner to give a gift to each Canadian citizen during their first year of citizenship. The Cultural Access Pass provides complimentary admission to more than 1,000 of Canada's cultural treasures from coast to coast to coast. The Cultural Access Pass creates opportunities for Canada's newest citizens to discover our rich cultural history, world-renowned artworks, historical figures, and stunning parks. Go to icc-icc.ca. A message from Via Rail Canada.
Down the drain? That's not usually a positive thing. Unless, of course, that's exactly where you need things to go. What if they don't? Monsieur Drain is your man. He'll do a camera inspection and he'll know exactly what's going on down there. From all types of plumbing, draining, and unblocking to bigger jobs that need excavation. High-pressure jet cleaning. From the master plumber who's seen all there is in 25 years of top-notch service. Call Monsieur Drain at 514-640-0070 or simply head to MonsieurDrain.com. Free financing. They'll take your problem from start to finish. Full service, including help with your insurance claim. Monsieur Drain at MonsieurDrain.com. Customer service, their number one priority. 514-640-0070. Having a nasty pipe dream? Use your brain. Call Monsieur Drain.
You're listening to Sportsnet Tonight, brought to you by Ye Olde Orchard Pub.
Welcome back to the show. Elliot Price, Grant Robinson. I read to you from the Salt Lake Tribune, July 19th, Saturday. A note to our readers. We've reduced our coverage of Saturday's Real Salt Lake New England Revolution game following a decision by RSL officials to pull the press credential of Salt Lake Tribune sports columnist Gordon Monson and bar him from covering the match. In response, the Tribune pulled back beat writer Chris Camrani and photographer Francisco Colseth from Saturday's planned game coverage. The game story was written off the telecast of the match. And we welcome that Gordon Monson to our show. Hello, Gordon.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing okay. Are you all right?
I'm doing just fine, thank you very much. Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you.
Giving you a problem.
I can hear you perfectly, and find it interesting that we both do our shows at 1280. So, see right there. There's. So what's the deal? What did you do to deserve this banishment?
Well, it depends on who you talk to. If you talk to me, not a lot. If you talk to Deloy Hansen, who's the owner of RSL, apparently I was biased and had conflicts of interest and was being unfair. I found that somewhat interesting considering the fact that I did nothing different than I've been doing for 37 years in this business. So I guess Deloy Hansen, the owner of the club, got his feelings hurt and they were out to take my credential away and ban me from covering the team or talking to the coaches or players.
All right. So the conflict of interest comes into that you do a radio show with the son of the previous owner. Is that right?
That's what was said by some fellow by the name of Andy Carroll, who is a business officer or something with Real Salt Lake. However, that is kind of humorous to me because I wrote two columns last year that were critical of RSL management because they let go. They did not re-sign Jason Christ, the coach. They did not re-sign Garth Lagerwey, the general manager, and they did not re-sign team president Bill Manning. And those are the guys who turned RSL from a laughing stock into a respected club in Major League Soccer. And for whatever reason, those guys were let go. And so I criticized that. And I guess Deloy Hansen didn't like it. The whole idea that I had somehow been connected with Spence Checkets, who is the son of Dave Checkets, the former owner, and that he was feeding me negative information, was just totally bogus. I never even talked with Spence about Deloy Hansen or RSL. I got all my information about what was going on from inside Real Salt Lake's organization itself, And that's where I am for people who have worked for him and who are still working for him. So those are my sources. And so this whole thing that somehow I have some conflict of interest because of the person I work with on the radio show, totally bogus.
Talking with Salt Lake Tribune sports columnist Gordon Monson, who had his credentials pulled while covering Rail Salt Lake, the soccer team in Salt Lake City. Had they made any advancement to you, any overtures previously to let you know that they weren't happy with what you were doing and threatened to take away your credentials?
They had not. They had not approached me. They had a meeting with the Tribune's editor and the sports editor, and they had talked with them, and they had talked back with RSL. And the guys on our side thought it was all put to bed and it was okay. And they issued me a season credential for this season, and I actually covered a game. And then when I was planning to go to the game that they had against the New England Revolution on Saturday night, I was told, nope, you're not welcome. And that's where it picked up again. And I got to tell you, Elliot, this is a situation where, I mean, I've angered people before. It's what we do. You know, as a talk show host and as a columnist, any kind of commentator, the second you express opinion, you divide your audience and you make some people happy and you make some people angry. It's just part of the business. But in this particular case, I think the owner of the club was new to sports. He made his fortune in real estate and was not used to being publicly criticized. There are no cheap shots here. It was just criticism, fair criticism. And so they came up with some sort of concocted thing that made it sound as though I was doing something that was less than legitimate, less than journalistically right.
And have they come to you to apologize? I mean, where does the situation stand now?
Well, people inside the organization have come to me and said, man, we're sorry. This is embarrassing. This is this so-called professional sports franchise has been turned into a bit of a laughing stock. Look, I know I'm not perfect. I'm not always right. Sometimes I'm right. Sometimes I'm wrong, but I base my opinions on the research that I do, and anybody who just flings stuff around isn't going to last in this business very long, and I'm going on nearly 40 years now, so I feel pretty confident about the foundation I've laid in using the right judgment as far as criticizing or praising anyone, and they made no apology. In fact, they dug their heels in initially, but we were told today that Don Garber, the commissioner of Major League Soccer, got in touch with Deloy Hansen, the owner of Real Salt Lake, and said, essentially, what the hell are you doing? And was told, according to what I've been informed, was told in no uncertain terms that this was inappropriate. And so they have reinstated, as of a few hours ago, my press credential.
Gordon, Grant Robinson here. Obviously, I mean, there was a lot of public reaction to this, and, you know, the story gets out nowadays with social media, right? It's not just local, it gets out, and, you know, people around the entire MLS probably saw this. How much of a role do you think the public reaction to this played in the organization overturning their decision?
That's an interesting question because, I mean, there are people here among my readership and in listenership for my show who obviously they have passionate emotional reaction to what you say when you're critical, and sometimes even when you're positive, and so some people were kind of like, yeah, it's about time somebody stuck it to that guy, but most people were going, you know, this is an American tradition for people in sports to make commentary about what's going on with the teams in their market. And that's exactly what I did. And so it's sort of one of those situations where it never should have happened this way. It did. Initially when we were contacted, the Tribune said, okay, we're going to pull our guys off and we're going to write a story. And I said, well, hang on, let's see if we can solve this behind the scenes. Because, look, I don't want to be the show here. I don't want to, you know, it's just stupid. So anyway, They said, no, we're digging our heels in, and that's the way it's going to be. And so it just sort of blew up from there. But, guys, this is something that I wanted to ask you about because it seems like, you know, when Real Salt Lake first came to Utah, people were really into the Utah Jazz here. They're really into college football and college basketball. We have three major colleges around here. And so people looked at soccer like, even though there are good soccer fans here initially, it was kind of like everyone treated them with kid gloves like they were some sort of kid's plaything or something, you know. They weren't taken, nobody criticized them because it was like criticizing almost minor league baseball or high school sports or something. But they got to the point where they really saw a lot of success, and so I thought it was a legitimate time to treat them the way we treat everybody else, which is praise them when they deserve praise and criticize them when you think they deserve criticism. And so in a way, it was sort of a compliment that they had arrived as a real franchise, but this new owner just wasn't having it.
Gordon Monson with the Salt Lake Tribune had his credentials removed because obviously he pissed the owner off. And it's funny because I'm looking at a story. It says Monson. Is RSL being run into the ground? That's the headline. And then underneath it says, since Deloy Hansen has taken over as owner, a winning tradition rich franchise has been dismantled piece by piece. But the story is dated August 20th, 2015. Now, he pulled your credentials last week, which means he's been seething for almost a year.
Yeah, that's true. And that's a bit curious since I was at their building a few months ago covering a game and no one said jack squat to me. But the way I look at this, guys, and you know this, or from the business that you do and the opinions you express, that's healthy, right? I mean, it's healthy to have varying points of view. This whole idea that everyone needs to think in lockstep and everyone has to be a cheerleader for the team is just erroneous. And I think when fans finally get passionate about their team, they want criticism of their team when it's deserved. I don't know very many fans that just want nothing but a guy to pick up pom-poms and cheer the team on.
Gordon, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much. Glad you got your credentials back. Embarrassing for them. Good on you.
Well, freedom, fellas. Freedom. I can go back and cover soccer again. Thank you very much.
If I gave you the truth, would it keep you alive? Though I'm closer to wrong, I'm no further from right. And now I'm convinced on the inside, something's wrong with me. Convinced on the inside, so much more than me. Say that can salvage the lie, but I'm trying to keep my intentions disguised, and now I'm deprived of my conscience, and something's got to give. Deprived of my conscience, this all belongs to me.
I like that guy. Gordon Monson, as Howard Cosell would say, telling it like it is.
One of the questions at one point I was going to ask before we had spoken to him was, you know, is going back now, is it going to change the way you ran in a sense? And after about 3 minutes talking to him, I was like, well, that's a useless question because it clearly won't.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing, right? That's what you want. If you're going to write and not give your opinion, you might as well not bother, right? So.
Well, it's the same argument that we had when we were talking about Matt Pfeffer yesterday, the young
same
consultant.
Exactly.
You know, the Montreal Canadiens, if you didn't want an opinion different from your own opinion, then why hire
yourself.
Anybody?
Yeah, might as well write the stories yourself and just put it out.
Just more nonsense. All right, we've got an update coming up, a Sportsnet Tonight update. And we will talk to Pittsburgh Pirates play-by-play announcer Joe Block. This is the time of year, it's traditional now, that the Pittsburgh Pirates get hot and take off and make the playoffs. Unfortunately, they make the playoffs and lose in one game. But that's the past. We'll see if they can continue the first part of the past. We'll talk to Joe coming up after Grant's update after this. That's a lot of afters.
gotta go to the pub. Ye old Orchard Pub. Gotta go, gotta go, gotta go to the pub. Ye old Orchard Pub. If you haven't been there, you probably should. Yeah, the beer is cold and the food is good. I think of all my friends in the neighborhood. Gotta go, gotta go. Gotta go, gotta go, gotta go to the pub. Ye old Orchard Pub.
Now open on Salivary and Chateauguay.
Gotta go.
Down the drain? That's not usually a positive thing. Unless, of course, that's exactly where you need things to go. What if they don't? Monsieur Drain is your man. He'll do a camera inspection and he'll know exactly what's going on down there. From all types of plumbing, draining, and unblocking to bigger jobs that need excavation. High-pressure jet cleaning. From the master plumber who's seen all there is in 25 years of top-notch service. Call Monsieur Drain at 514-640-0070 or simply head to MonsieurDrain.com. Free financing. They'll take your problem from start to finish. Full service, including help with your insurance claim. Monsieur Drain at MonsieurDrain.com. Customer service, their number one priority. 514-640-0070. Having a nasty pipe dream? Use your brain. Call Monsieur Drain.
Say goodbye to buffering, stuttering, and annoying pop-ups. Say hello to Sportsnet Now, a new way to stream sports without cable TV. Matchups from the MLB, NBA, and the NHL. And more of your favorite Sportsnet programming. Plus, watch every Blue Jays game on any device in true high definition. Your sports, your way, starts now. Visit sportsnet.ca/now to start your free trial.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yes! Smoke meat platter.
Oui, papa.
Side order of fries. Fries every weeknight.
You're tuned into Sportsnet Tonight with your host, Elliot Price, right here on 1280 AM, Montreal.
What do you mean I'm not an expert?
Ding, 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 ding.
Time for a Sportsnet Tonight sports update with Grant Robinson.
In golf today, it seems like all the world's top golfers are pulling out, but Canada doesn't have that problem when it comes to the Olympics, as it's official now. Graham Dillette, David Hearn will represent the men. Brooke Henderson and Elena Sharp will represent the women, and we'll all be heading to Rio to represent Canada. Great news on that front. Outside of that, Jason Day and Dustin Johnson will be at Oakville. Top two players in the world will be representing the Canadian Open, so that's great news as well.
Jason when it comes Day to had to golf. Come. I said that all he along. He's a defending champion. He's got to be there.
Well, yeah, minus 20 last year or something like that.
Whatever. It was ridiculous. He won. You got to come back. And they just placed it in a very difficult position in between two majors.
So the two coming is definitely good news for the tournament. In baseball, we mentioned Aroldis Chapman on the market, one of the biggest names, hit a 105-mile-per-hour pitch yesterday, obviously making him more and more likely to get traded. Problem is, the Yankees keep winning. They currently lead 5-1 against Baltimore, which is good news for the Blue Jays, but the more the Yankees win, this makes it harder on management to send off these guys.
No, I don't think so. That'd be the stupidest thing that they've ever done is to go and then not trade the guys and then be stuck. No, that makes no sense at all. They're not going anywhere. They're old. They're decrepit.
You have been saying this since before the season, though. In your defense, you have said it before the season. Blue Jays, on the other hand, on the way up, first of all, have been winning games. Second of all, Jose Bautista is starting rehab. Might be back with the Blue Jays as early as Monday. Chris Colabello as well coming back, so that's great. Aaron Sanchez, more good news for the Blue Jays, will be on the mound tonight. 14 of his 18 starts have been quality starts, so looks good for the Blue Jays when it comes to tonight. The Red Sox, bad news for the Blue Jays here. David Ortiz, 3-run home run, has the Red Sox up 4-0 in the 7th. Pitching duel, which was supposed to be the game of the night tonight, has not disappointed. Cubs versus Mets. Syndergaard had 8 strikeouts before leaving the game right before the 6th inning. Jake Arrieta is still pitching great. Going into the 8th inning, has 8 strikeouts as well. And the Pirates pitcher with Canadian ties.
Oh, he got hit in the head. 105 mile an hour. I just was watching the video. Oh, and he stayed in the game.
Must have played hockey as a kid. Must have. That's the hockey toughness right there.
You know, it's time they put some sort of lining in the
helmets?
Something for the pitchers out there. Do you know that once upon a time, guys didn't have to wear helmets to bat? Brooks Robinson was the last player in Major League Baseball. He was allowed to have, they were inserts inside his baseball hat. Like, that was going to save you from a 100-mile-an-hour Nolan Ryan fastball.
Sports are definitely nicer to athletes today, I got to say, when it comes to that.
You make them protect themselves, which is what we should do with the rest of the world.
If not, they're going to sue you, though, right? So it's time. You got to protect them. But that's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. And that's your Sportsnet Tonight Sports Update.
Brought to you by Truck and Roll. If you're a truck driver, I've got a job for you. More money, less miles. Can you beat that? No, you can't. Truck and Roll. Give them a call. 514-421-0045. It's not always easy to remember the number, but certainly you can remember Truck and Roll. Truckandroll.com. Look them up online. Look for them on Facebook. If you are a bilingual Class 1 driver, you pride yourself at being on time and doing the best job that you can do, and you're looking for a new, exciting way of life, they are involved in the music industry. A chance to experience the music. Tour life stops all over North America. 514-421-0045. Truckandroll.com. Google them or find them on Facebook. More money, less miles. Truck and Roll.
Gotta go, gotta go, gotta go to the pub. Ye old orchard pub. Gotta go, gotta go, gotta go to the pub. Ye old orchard pub. If you haven't been there, you probably should. Yeah, the beer is cold and the food is good. I think of all my friends in the neighborhood. Gotta go, gotta go. Gotta go, gotta go, gotta go to the pub. Ye old orchard pub.
Now open on Salivary and Chateauguay.
Gotta go.
Real estate can be a tricky business, so listen up. I've got your man, Terry Vlogenitis. Everything you want in a real estate broker. He's with Royal Apache Classic, and he'll answer his phone right now. 514-886-4833. Get a pen. I'll repeat the number. Buy, sell, commercial, residential, big or small. Terry Vlogenitis. 514-886-4833. 25 years of experience. Passionate, motivated, trustworthy, transparent, persistent in helping your dreams become a reality. Terry Vlogenitis. 514-886-4833.
It's more than a hockey jersey. It's a badge of honor, a symbol of pride. And when the world's best wear it, they're not just players. They are pillars, carrying a nation on their shoulders. This September, Crosby, Kane, Ovechkin, Lundqvist, and over 150 of the world's brightest stars are coming to Toronto to compete in an international tournament and stake their claim as hockey's best. The World Cup of Hockey. For more information, go to WCH2016.com.
Elliot. Elliot. Elliot.
Sportsnet Tonight with Elliot Price
and Greg Robinson.
But this whole place sucks. That's right, it sucks.
We are joined by Pittsburgh Pirates play-by-play announcer Joe Block. The Pirates are about to start their annual Look Out, Here We Come. How you doing, Joe?
Oh, good. I hope you're right. I hope you got your crystal ball in front of you, and that's what's going to happen.
I don't need a crystal ball. I need a Wayback Machine, because they seem to do this every year. It doesn't matter where they are. You look at them sometime in April, May, June, whenever it is, and you go, I don't think so this year. And then there they are. And they've been in the playoffs with heartbreak the last few years, but man, they have an opportunity to put on a finishing kick, and they do it.
Yeah, you know, and I wasn't here in those years, but I can get a sense for what was happening at that time. And you know, this is a really good clubhouse here, and I think going through a tough stretch of games where they played really all contenders, they kept their heads above water. They didn't do great in June. July, they rebounded quite a bit so far, especially going into the All-Star break. So, you know, it looks like they're poised now with these final 70 games coming up. 39 of them are against those five teams of the National League that have the losing records and that weren't really thought of as contenders. So those aren't automatic wins. Those aren't games that you just, you know, sleepwalk through, but you should be better poised if you approach things the same way to win. And so hopefully the Pirates can get hot with at least a little bit more favorable schedule here.
I cannot remember a time when there have been more haves and have-nots, when the divide has been so grand. You look at, as you said, the Pirates schedule coming up, and they got the Brewers, and they got the Phillies, quick two games with Seattle, and then more Brewers and Atlanta Braves. Obviously, as you said, you can't sleepwalk through them, but those are games you should and better win.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, right now what's going to determine everything, Elliot, is starting pitching. You know, the Pirates have not had a whole lot of success with starting pitching really all year. You know, they did get a couple of six-inning outings in that weekend series against the former Expos. And that's a slight uptrend. They have not had a pitcher record an out in the seventh inning since June 25th. The bullpen's being overused. They've responded in that same time. The bullpen has an ERA around one. So you're not expecting that at any point, even if they are well-rested for the rest of the season, let alone at a time where they've had to pitch a lot. So, you know, it's tenuous right now. The starting pitching has to come around. The good thing is that the Pirates have a lot of different personnel that they can use and have used in those roles. They've got guys down in AAA. Jameson Taillon is up. Tyler Glasnow has been up. Stephen Brault has been up. Chad Kuhl is up. So there's some guys that they look toward that might be able to, you know, perform a little bit better than some of the guys that either they brought in or have held over from previous years.
And these are significant names when it comes to prospects. Very difficult to perform the first time around, and certainly in a pennant race, but it's been done. And these kids are noted. I mean, these are some of the better arms that are coming up to the major leagues right now.
Yeah, I think with Taillon and Glasnow, everyone's talked about him. Kuhl pitched wonderfully on Sunday, and he was a ninth round pick 3 years ago out of Delaware. But he's pitched in three of his four ball games. He's pitched very well. And Brault took a no-hitter through six innings before being pulled in his last minor league outing. So these guys, and there's some others down the pike, too, that the Pirates really look at that can contribute. But what can they do at the major league level? Can they be consistent? Can they be consistent in a pennant race, you know, which we're getting to the point now where you start to feel that way, that the Pirates entering play today, three games back of that second wild card, but three teams standing in their way of being in that position. So the Pirates do have their work cut out for them. They're poised with good play in the second half to be able to make it. But starting pitching is going to have to really, really come around. And I would imagine some of these kids are going to have to be some of those key performers here down the stretch.
We're talking with Pittsburgh Pirates play-by-play announcer Joe Block. Obviously, we haven't had an opportunity on air to congratulate you on the next step in your baseball career. Joe, for the uninitiated, joined us during the last couple of years with the Expos, did a whole bunch of play-by-play for us, then ventured off into basketball for a while before coming back to baseball and ending up in the Milwaukee booth. And it's funny, I mean, you're going to play Milwaukee for the second time this year, but you haven't been there. That's coming up next week. Is that going to be a little weird?
Yeah, it's going to be cool. We're going to pack up my wife and 8-month-old daughter, and we're going to go there. And I was actually just talking with the public relations director of the Brewers, who also had a baby within the last year for their first. And we were comparing notes, of course. And then I was thinking to myself, our daughter's name is Nancy, and this is going to be Nancy's first Major League Baseball game, because I think my wife Beth is going to bring her to a game on that Sunday when we're there. I'm thinking, well, why haven't we had her at a game here in Pittsburgh? So it's kind of funny that her first game will be there. But we enjoyed that time there so much. It was where our you know, first married years were spent in Milwaukee. But my wife grew up in the Pittsburgh area, and this is home. You know, everybody's here. Her whole family's here. So Nancy gets to see great-grandma and great-grandpa and grandma and grandpa and all the aunts and cousins and everybody. So it's really a cool thing to be able to unite family and this profession, because, as you know, it can be very crazy. And I should say this. Thank you again for giving me my first chance at a big league opportunity. It was a lot of fun, and you helped me relax by playing some Biggie Smalls in your iPod at that time, so I could just kind of vibe out and relax before being so nervous doing my first big league game at Turner Field. So thanks, man.
I thought, you know, we'd at least get you going onto the Tragically Hip, get you some Canadian in you.
I like bare naked ladies. I've always liked bare naked ladies. Oh, I mean, if I mean, I guess they're kind of mainstream now, but that's about as close as it gets, I guess.
At some point, you know what? You can open a door for someone, but they still have to march through on their own legs, and you've done a wonderful job in making this happen for yourself. I wanted to ask you about Pittsburgh because, first of all, in my mind, that's the nicest of the new ballparks. Just incredible and painful because it looks so much like the design that was going to be the ballpark here in Montreal, looking out over the bridges and the waters, and anybody that's ever been to Pittsburgh, that area right there, what a pretty view. Now, unfortunately, you get too much of that view up there in the press box. Those players down below look like ants, man. You are so high up. I used to go call batting practice because the ball off the bat was really difficult being so far away. Did you have an adjustment at the beginning? I would imagine after a while it's a little bit easier, but I found it tougher to call in that ballpark than any other park I've been in.
Yeah, it's very high up here, but having been in the division for a few years, I think, you know, I was able to get used to it immediately. But where the Pirates were just at in Washington, the new ballpark there is another maybe floor or higher than that. Here it's high, but you can figure it out. There, you get to a point where literally you cannot tell a line drive and a ground ball in the infield. You cannot. And so it's very challenging, even on television, you know, either side I'm working on. I don't know what's happening. And, you know, in that 18-inning game on Sunday, there was, you know, a couple key plays that were, you know, ended up, one was a line drive, one was a looping line drive. Both, I didn't know if we're on the ground or in the air or what. And, you know, runners got doubled off. So they were both caught in the air. And I just had to wait, you know, until the umpire signaled because you can't tell. And that's unfortunate. You know, I think, you know, when you get that high and you can't tell the game, I understand, you know, you want to put suites and everything in key spots. But you got to give the people that are talking about, you know, your city and your ballpark a good vantage point because it ends up being that all we talk about is the vantage point and not how great of a ballpark Nationals Park is, for instance, or, you know, what a great city Washington, D.C. is, the great fans, the great team that they've got. We talk about the vantage point more often than not, and that's unfortunate for them. But hopefully one day they'll come to recognize it, and, you know, they'll put us probably in the seats behind home plate like they used to do years and years back.
Talking with Joe Block, play-by-play announcer for the Pittsburgh Pirates, joining us tonight on Sportsnet Tonight with Elliot Price on CFMB 1280 in Montreal. Hey, look, you know what? The vantage point of the hockey team in your hometown for broadcasting was just about the worst at the Joe, so at least you didn't have to do that. But make a case for the city of Pittsburgh. You are now a Pittsburgh Pirate play-by-play announcer. And Pittsburgh gets a bad rap, man, as a city of excitement. So you are now in the tourism department for the city of Pittsburgh, and you're going to make people want to come there. Tell us about Pittsburgh and what makes it better than people think.
If you haven't been here in 30 years, you don't know at all what Pittsburgh is all about. All the mills have closed. There's no more smoke and smog over the city or anything like that. That's all now in history museums. It's really been a nice revitalized riverfront on the North Shore here where the ballpark and the football stadium is located. There's restaurants and dining and bars and all sorts of cool stuff, walking areas for families too. So a lot of times my wife and my daughter will come down here before the game. We'll walk around a little bit, have lunch before I go in for work. So that's great. The downtown area is really a really neat place. Point State Park is clean, and that's the confluence of the Allegheny and Monongahela rivers, where it joins the Ohio and creates the Ohio River and goes on from there. So it's very pretty. You got you know, the hills and with the trees and you know, and the rivers cut into those. So it's got natural beauty. It's got a lot of fun things to do. It's kid friendly, which is great. And, you know, if you want to party to all hours of the night, you can right here at the ballpark too. There's plenty of places to do that. So it's a cool place right around here. If you're visiting and then in the area, My wife and I, we take our daughter and our dog, and we go out to hike, and all, we did today, in fact. So all over the place around the area. It's because of the topography. It's one of the coolest places. And you don't have to deal with L.A. traffic. You know, if you want hills and the beautiful vistas and things, that's where Western Pennsylvania is the coolest.
All that, and you didn't mention the Pimenti brothers once, you know.
Oh, yeah. You can get fries on your sandwich or even on a salad.
Absolutely.
Here. You don't even have to ask for it.
One more before we let you go. Pittsburgh, home of the Stanley Cup champions. What was that like to be around this year?
That's cool that you asked, because I actually grew up a Penguins fan in Detroit, which sounds like blasphemy. No, I really did. Right. You know, who's not a Wings fan? Well, my best friend and I, when we were growing up, we love Gordie Howe, of course. Everybody loved Gordie Howe. But, you know, and Yzerman, but, the New Age Wings, we love them, too. They were great. We watched them on TV. But we couldn't get a ticket. You know, once we got old enough to being able to get in the car and go down there, we could never get a ticket. They were always sold out. So we said, okay, we got to adopt another team. We said, all right, well, what's the closest team to here? And I said, well, Toronto, well, we're probably too young to go across the border or anything like that. So our parents let us go to Pittsburgh. So, you know, we're 16 years old. They let us go to Pittsburgh on our own and stay in a hotel and go to some Penguins games. And we, you know, fell in love with the Penguins. Of course, they go on to win a Stanley Cup, you know, with Badger Bob at the helm and then Scotty Bowman after that. And so we were, you know, thinking, all right, this is going to be our team. So we just kind of have cheered for the Penguins all these years. And I got out of hockey, following hockey for a little while. There was a regime change at the top that kind of made me have some distaste for the NHL. I forget what his name is. He's still in charge. But, you know, moving back here, I got right back into it this year, just being here. And of course, now what a magical run they had. So it was fun to kind of be a part of that again and relive a little bit of my childhood being a Pens fan and getting to see it again here a second time around.
Pittsburgh Pirates play-by-play announcer Joe Block, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for joining us. I just can't see you letting your kid at 16 years old go to a hotel in another city and go watch hockey games. I don't see that.
Well, I mean, maybe Montreal. I mean, I never gotten to, you know, go to Montreal and see hockey. So, I mean, now that we're living a little closer, why not?
Thank you, Joe.
One, two. Check me out right here, yo.
Yo, the sun don't shine forever, but as long as it's here, then we might as well shine together. Better now than never, business before pleasure. P. Diddy and the fam, who you know do it better. Yeah, right, no matter what, we airtight. So when you hear something, make sure you hear it right. Don't make an ass out of yourself.
All right, settle down, buddy. I love it. So he was talking about playing Biggie through the headphones, right? And that's what we do here. Before the show, we got a little concert. I played the boys some music that they may not have heard before. I used to do that with Joe. We used to do games on the road and plug in that big MP3 player way back when. It was the big box, and it carried the entire record collection way back when. Try to, teach them a little Canadian. Give them some Tragically Hip. He said, Bare Naked Ladies, no. Never. I do not have one song, okay? And he never heard one song from me. I try to play him the hip. I try to, but he's 8 Mile. He's from Detroit. He likes, So.
Gotta respect that's what, that.
Yeah. There you go. So what do we have left? Not much. What an eclectic group of interviews tonight. Right? Herb Zerkowski on the Montreal Alouettes going that away. Right? We heard the interview from Toronto with Colabello.
Coming the other way.
Coming
the
back.
Good way.
Yeah. Yeah. Then they sent one guy away and he's coming back.
Yeah, he went
the full circle. From Gordon Monson in Salt Lake City. They took his credentials away because they didn't like what he wrote last year. That's essentially the story. And now one of my favorite people in baseball, Joe Block, play-by-play announcer for the Pittsburgh Pirates. What do we have coming up tomorrow night? We'll talk to Craig Minervini as we continue with teams with an opportunity to win this year. So Minervini works on the Marlins broadcast. So the latest in our contender series, we'll bring you Marlins with Craig Minervini. And we'll talk to Mike Hajka. It's time to talk hockey. Time to go around the league, you know. He writes for about the Dallas Stars for the Dallas Morning. What is it? Dallas Star? No, it can't be. Dallas Morning News. There you go. And Darren Gill, the CFL super agent, will join us tomorrow night as well. Andrew Berkshire later in the week as we try to get the Canadians back in order. Somebody has to do it. It is our job to put this city back together in the summer of Subban. The summer of PK rolls on, my friend. In case you missed it, okay, you cannot have a day go by unless someone talks about PK Subban, right? Yes, earlier today on in Toronto, on the Darren Walker show, Dominic Moore is on, former teammate of PK, and you got to ask him, right? You have to ask him. Who would you rather have as a teammate right now? Would you rather have PK or would you rather have Weber? Because you got to ask everybody.
Polarizing. I think if you asked the entire league, it would be 50-50. That's why it's been so fun to debate. And part of it is that the two players have such contrasting styles, contrasting personalities, and that makes it really fun to talk about. It's, you know, they're both very accomplished in their own ways, and you know, PK, I've played with PK. I haven't played with Shea. Played against him for many years, though, and you know, obviously Shea's shot, you know, if you're a penalty killer, it's pretty intimidating to stand in front of, for sure. But PK, with what he can do with his spinoramas, with the you know, the playmaking ability, he's intimidating to play against as well. So, you know, there's no right answer. There's no wrong answer. It could be one of those things where it's just a better fit for both teams. But I think it was a shocker when it went down. No one expected it, and there's been certainly a ton of chatter since it.
Oh, there you go. And it never will end, right? This will never end. And we'll see how this is all going to play out. It's just going
to
be crazy.
Subban gets around, what, 50 to 60 points a year? Every time he gets one, you're going to hear about it. There'll be nights where Weber gets some too, so people will be a little quieter. But every time he's on the highlight reel.
It won't be quiet if Weber gets his points by scoring on the power play. This is a major item here in this city. This is something that has helped kill this team, all right, over the last few years. When you consider the talent that the Canadians have to put out there on a regular basis, the fact that they have not been able to score on the power play makes absolutely no sense at all. And they bring in this coach and they bring in that coach, and still the Canadians can't score on the power play. If Shea Weber can do that, and he has been able to do that.
He led the league.
This is the reason, one of the reasons. This is one of the advantages he has on PK.
But the problem is, if you're scoring on the power play, but then you lose some 5-on-5 goals, you're not scoring 3 power play goals a night, right? You're not scoring 2 a night. So it's a give and take. So that's all I'm saying. It's a give and take.
I'll find it very interesting to see what the give and take is on the plus and the minus of PK Subban having been here, and how often the Canadians score and are scored upon compared to Weber. And look, that's they're going to have to live and die with that, because they made this deal thinking this is going to make them a better team. If it's a little bit here and a little bit there, but this guy scores on the power play, if he scores on the power play, I hate to tell you how that opens up other people on the power play.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So you have to respect this shot.
Yeah.
It's the best shot, well, the hardest shot in the league. And you know what? When he takes those shots, nobody wants to line up in front of it. Subban had that too, but there's no question Weber has the hardest. And the better he performs and the more the Canadians win games, the more okay it'll be. And the one key thing is, no matter what defenseman you brought in to replace PK Subban, there was going to be less goals scored on the ice this year either way.
Right. Because Carey Price healthy.
Is back.
100%.
Yeah. That's the real question.
Hey, if Carey Price is healthy,
and back to
100% healthy, being the guy that he was, he doesn't have to be the best player in the world.
No.
He has to be one of the best goaltenders in the NHL, because you're paying him to be that, and he has been. Then everything will be all right. Then everything will be okay with the Canadians, and it'll be negligible, the difference in the defense work. And look, he's not the only guy. I would imagine that Andre Markov is not getting better. I would imagine Alexei Emelin is not getting better.
No, there's a lot of question marks.
So the other guys better get better.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for Nathan Beaulieu to get better. It's time for the Montreal Canadiens brass to believe in this kid and stick him out there and make it work, because your options in the top four slots,
there's not a lot.
So you got
at the moment, right?
You got
some promising prospects, but they're not ready.
You got Petrie. You got Weber. You got Markov, another year older. And you got Beaulieu. Anyway, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We had a good time. Hope you did. We told you everybody that we had on tonight. Craig Minervini from the Marlins, Mike Hyka from the Stars, Darren Gill, CFL super agent, coming up tomorrow night. Plus more stuff, because we never know, and especially with Grant Robinson's face-off, you never know. I don't know. 8 o'clock tomorrow night, Sportsnet Tonight with Elliot Price, CFMB 1280, Montreal. Thanks to David Maione, Freddie Iuni, Grant Robinson. I'm Elliot Price. It's time for the last song of the night. Did you know? Here, have a little listen. Do you know who her dad is?
I don't even know who this is, so no.
Have a listen. With shaky hands, pounding head, I guess I did it again. Try to leave, but I can't stand. Start a thing that I'm better off dead. I'm sick of this condition. Your kiss is my addiction. I could tell you. Okay, this is Elle King, and this is her dad.
Would have never guessed a talented child would come from him.
It's Rob Schneider from Saturday Night Live. The gigolo, what was
Deuce
was
Bigelow.
Deuce
male gigolo.
That's it. Rob Schneider. This is his daughter. Have yourself a great night. Missed any of the show? It's on podcast. Look for us on Twitter. Sportsnet 590. Sportsnet.ca. You can find our podcast. We'll see you tomorrow.